Why muri Zimbabwe ndinomgamuchira chirongwa chedu chive chidiki uhlelo The Connection lami Michael Hove. Welcome Zimbabwe muhle to The Connection, a Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth related. We're coming to you live muri Zimbabwe from Studio 7, a Voice of America. On Tuesday, the 21st of January, 2020, muri Zimbabwe, mthakaso muhle. I'm your host, Mike Hove. Once again, muri Zimbabwe ndinomukamuchira muchirongwa chedu cheve chidiki. Uhlelo The Connection lami Mike Hove, Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth related. We're coming to you live from Studio 7, Voice of America, on Tuesday, the 21st of January, 2020. Now, nasi muchirongwa muri Zimbabwe. Today on The Connection, we continue a conversation that we kick-started last week. We discuss the state of the Zimbabwean education sector. But today, we don't just look to touch on the surface like we did last week, whereby we highlighted the concerns of the parents and we highlighted the concerns of the teachers, but we look to delve deeper. We look to figure out kuti zvese zviri kuitika varairidzwa vari kuratidzira abantwana vesikolo labo vayachengisela tikona zvekare vabereki navo vari kuchema chema. All these things that are happening, what are the impacts when we're talking about the state of Zimbabwean education? What does this mean for the nation, and what does this mean for the nation's youth? What does this mean for future generations? Now, for those that don't know, or those that missed our program last week we saw Zimbabwean teachers that work in government schools take they started staging stay-ins. We're not getting the opportunity to learn. Now, this is something that left a lot of parents concerned, because one guy just they ran left, right, and center, just to get money for them to be able to pay school fees, for them to pay for the textbooks and so forth. Something that they were already aggrieved about because they felt was expensive. But now abantwana sebefikile esikolo kuthiwa ha kanti abasatholi imfundo. So now parents started feeling aggrieved. But not only did the parents start feeling aggrieved, just yesterday sibone abantwana besikolo vechidiki vekuchikoro cheNjube High School ngale gontutuzi yathunqa bephuma ngobunengi babo betshengisela besithi But now, before we head over to Njube Prime High School to see what exactly happened, let's head over to one of the concerned parents who got to speak to our Studio 7 correspondent, Batabile Masuku. Let's take a look.
Kati waibona nxa kuyukuthi balwa ngeholo labo. Waibe ngakhulumi ngeholo labo befundisa abantwana. They are crushing impilo yabantwana down lokhana kokuthi ngoba kathi esizikulu fisi zikhwelile, abazali zihlanganise zini imali zona zezozikulu fisi ngokufisa ukuthi abantwana bethu babe le mpilo yakusasa. Babulala abantwana ngoba bolaba abantwana babenza njalo ngopresident bakusasa, ngamateacher kusasa, bona they are growing up bayaluphala. So nxa sebesezisabhudishi ngokufundisa abantwana, ilizwe liyaba lilizwe linjani? Amateacher secina kibo phi? Akusela amanye amateacher okumele abe khona. Siyacela amateacher njengabazali, khulumani lohulumende ngeholo lenu ngapha abantwana befunda, ngoba lapha you are fighting against ama parents. All people in Zimbabwe are in hot. Abantu basebunzimeni bonke.
Leamuzo pelu mama murugunzu wakubwa kuna umo mai wari kuchema hands ah varairizi please 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 dzokerai kuzvikoro mutange kudzidzisa vana kana muri kuchema chema muchinyunyutawo nenyaya yemihoro hongu hapana chakaipa asi dzokerai kuzvikoro mudzidzisa vana asi kune rimwe divi muchitaurawo nehurumende muchiwanawo kuti kana uripo here wokuti mungashanda pamwe chete. Liamuzo, that was one of the concerned parents who was basically breaking it down as kuti iyena njengo mzali ivo sembareki her as a parent. She's really aggrieved. She's not happy. Teachers, please, please, please go back to schools and teach the children. And if it's about your salaries, use the opportunity to continue engaging with government. But now, it didn't end there. Earlier on, I mentioned ukuthi abantwana izolo baphume ngobuningi babo ngempela vechidiki vakabuda zvikurusa uko kubulawayo kontuthuzi yathunqa takaona vechidiki sibone abantwana besikolo senjubo high school labo bephuma ngobuningi betshengisela besithi abathabanga ngalokho okwenzakalayo esikolo bayabona labo ukuthi izinto zikhanya ngani azihambe kuhle. But let's take a look at what happened yesterday at Njube high school. Let's take a look.
This was not a demonstration. These were young men and young women who were simply expressing themselves. They are expressing their right to education, which is fundamental according to the Declaration of Human Rights. They have declared, their voice has spoken. I think in Zimbabwe we have one generation that has been lost, but definitely this generation is going to speak. The fundamental message behind is you cannot ignore the education system, you cannot ignore the teacher, you cannot ignore the student. Once we do that, the future generation suffers.
Liamuzwa phela omunye wababalisi, and you also heard from abantwana besikolo se Njube high school labo babetshengisela izolo besithi into eyenzayo sayizonda. They're basically highlighting ukuthi bona they're not happy with the current state of things that are happening within schools, and some of them are also concerned ukuthi how kanti kusasa labo lime njani. So ngifisa ukuzwa kini izulukandaba ukuthi libona njani lokho okwenzakalayo esikolo. Siyeza ukuthi ababalisi bona sebengene sebengenele ku-week 2 bengahambi esikolo, abantwana bayasaba besithi how kanti ikusasa lime njani. Abazali labo bayasaba. So I want to hear from you all ukuthi what is your take on things happening and what's happening in the schools? Also, what is the future of Zimbabwean education? Now, experts say ukuthi all these things that are happening are contributing to something that could turn out to be a disaster when we're talking about the Zimbabwean education system. I reached out to an educator based here in America, laye ungumbalisi uPitizela Ngcobo. Let's hear what Peter had to say.
Okwenzakala ekhaya ngendaba zemfundo kuzisa ubuhlungu kakhulu. Ilizwe lethu lithe liqala ngabo-1980 selithola izibuse besifazakala ngemfundo ebinhle e-Afrika. Ekuli lizwe okulabantu abaningi abafundileyo, ababalisi befundisa, amatitsha ehlonitshwa, ehlonitshwa nguzulu wonke. Kodwa kuthe sokubuyela uhulumende sesibona imfundo isiya phansi. Okwalo nyaka khona kuzisa ubuhlungu. Abantwana besikolo, size sabona abantwana besikolo abesikolo seNjube High koBulawayo besukuma besiya demonstrator besiya tshengisela ekhuluma ngokuthi ischool fees sikhwele kakhulu njalo abala amabhuku andamabhuku lawa kumele bezithengele abazali abaningi abenelisa imali yokuthi kumbe behambise abantwana ukubabhadalela ku-day school singasakhulumi ke ama-boarding school ngesilungu abathi state of education hayi isimo sakhona sibi isimo sizwe sibuhlungu sonke sizibuhlungu ngabantwana abancane laba abasakhulayo abazaswela ithuba thina esilitholileyo xa umntwana engelamfundo ngempilo yanamhlanje kunzima kuphileke njalo besikhanya ukuthi izikolo yizo zizasiza abantwana bafunde babe lekusasa enhle njengathi abanye sakhulile emakhaya kodwa ngenxa yemfundo namhla sesithola amathuba lawo sesilawo kodwa abantwana bathesa abasenelisa ukuthola lawo mathuba ababalisa ukuthi abatshiya amaklasi ewoda bayegula amacimbi ngiyazi nxa sikhuluma so abantu bengahleka kunganenhlekisa kodwa sikhuluma ngababalisi labo abangelalutho abangelamali abahola imali enileyo ukuthi nje bezikhangelele bethenga ukudla begcina abantu abawo seze becinga labo besiyadinga amacimbi angakwenze kangcono silethemba ukuthi uhulumende uzazama bonthe ngenzani ukuza lamule kulesi simo sesikiso ngoba ngeminyaka le elandelayo singaqhubeka kanje kuthi ukuthi iliterate rate yethu iza kuya phansi njalo abantwana abaningi asoze bebele kusasa enhle silethemba lokuthi uhulumende wakithi okamongameli uMnangagwa ulalele njalo uyazinuka amakhwapha ukuthi kambe yikwini abangakwenza ukuthi abantwana bebele kusasa enhle abantwana bethole ukufunda abantwana bethole amabhuku ababalisi bethole ihole elingabenzi benelisa ukuhamba emsebenzini njalo belethe ukuhlonipheka ngumsebenzi wokubalisa. Ngiyabonga.
Well, you heard there from Umnumzana uPitizela Ngcobo. He's an educator based here in the United States of America. He basically highlights ukuthi yena as an educator, he feels ukuthi it's very sad what's happening with the Zimbabwean education system. He feels as though teachers shouldn't be out there spending more time bedinga macimbi bashaka madora. Instead, they should be in class and focusing on educating the future generations. He also highlighted how back in the day, in 1980, and it gave them the opportunities that they have today. Education is the one thing that led to where he is today. And he feels as though it's sad that the way that things are going, he feels as though the new generation or the generation of today might not get the same opportunities. So ngenani kuhlelo lesitshelo mbono wenu mayelana ngodaba lukhona ekutwini phinda emshirongo womuntu uzo ma onre enyu. We're talking about the current state of the Zimbabwean education system. So we're broadcasting live on radio as we speak, panapapa 909 medium wave frequency. We're broadcasting on 4930-13860, uyezwepa 15460 kilohertz by shortwave. And on the internet as we speak, Muria Zimbabwe, we're broadcasting live on our three web pages, those being www.voashona.com, www.voanw.com, uyezepa www.voashona.com. Sakana mshopi na mshuru wangwam, sakana nukchitruku tepe nyura live from our page, pa Facebook matatu. Saka you can also write your name and number on our Facebook pages, or you can text me on WhatsApp on +12024650318, or call me live on air on +12026192084. So, pinayim churongwa muriye Zimbabwe, mundu zo maondering, magachira churongwa jindu cheve chidiki, ushelo The Connection, lilami umaikove.
Eita, 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 hola, ndeipiko, hamazangu. If you are with us right now, you are tuned into The Connection. I'm your host, Mike Ove. Tanki, abontanga. Tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa. Now, all I ask is that you follow us on social media and join the conversation. Our Facebook pages are VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele. Or you can text us on WhatsApp. The number is +12024650318. To converse with me, ngawufuna ukukhuluma lami, can I shoutana neni? Follow me on Twitter and Instagram. The username is @BigMike3. BigMyke3.
Epic Mike D, pa Twitter, nepa Instagram, and Depo Pandino Batikan, Sakagan Shlow Kurkura Neni. If you're looking to speak to me, I'm a physical lami. You can catch me on Twitter and Instagram. Gotwa for the next hour, Sikonapa, Emakasine to go Facebook for the next hour. VOA Shona, VOA Indebele Uyezepa, VOA Studio 7. So, palani pela imivone nu, nyora ima namba kananshila upi namchurongwa, and we'll be calling you live on air. Now, let's head over to my panel of experts. The first guest that I have joining me live, Iklingweni, is he has a lot of knowledge on the state of the Zimbabwean education system. Uke wabangu headmaster, uke wabangu mbalisi, asizo nukusi, ubaba Thandeko Zinti Mkandla yena utsini ngo double konekutini. Baba Mkandla, welcome to our youth program. Baba, how are you?
I'm fine and thanks for having me on your show.
No, thank you so much. We're looking to hear more of your expertise and hear more from your wisdom. Now, Baba Mkandla, something that's happening elizweni, abantu abasakhulayo seem to be going through a very interesting time, for lack of a better use. Abantu abasakhulayo, yesterday we saw young people from Juve High School taking to the streets, labo, saying they're not happy with the current state of the education system in the country. As someone who's been a headmaster, you've experienced both the good times and the bad times. What does this mean for the nation's education system?
Well, what happened at in Juve High School was bound to happen at any other school. Because education, like almost every commodity in this country, is being run down by the current authority. The students, I'm sure, they are investing in education for their future. Each and every student has a dream to be somebody or to be someone so many years down the road.
Mm-hmm.
And if they see that there is an obstacle to their dream, like any other human being, they are bound to react one way or the other. And hence this demonstration by the students at Juve High School in Bulawayo is an eye-opener that Juve is just symbolic of almost all the schools in this country. Mm-hmm. Because the students and the parents and the teachers are equally affected.
Mm-hmm.
And this means the authorities must wake up and analyze and get to the root of the problem, rather than scapegoating, pointing fingers, arresting teachers, calling for a third hand. It won't take the problem away.
Mm-hmm.
They must really understand why students, instead of being in the classroom, they took to the streets to explain, to display,
mm-hmm.
to show their frustration with the way their education is being mishandled, not handled, but mishandled. And this means that this demonstration may spread throughout the country.
Mm-hmm.
Unless the authorities, unless the government does something pretty fast.
Mm-hmm.
Because all what they're asking for, those two issues, this hike in fees in this economic heavily depressed economic environment and the welfare of their educators or teachers, they are genuine, they are realistic, they are logical, they are rational. They are not just sucking their thumbs.
We are not playing.
And substantive problems that need attention. Mm-hmm. I think the students are just fed up by the way things are moving in the education sector.
Now, Baba Mkandla, let's take a step back and look at 2019, because 2020 is only just kick-starting, and look at the education sector itself. I managed to take a look at some of the results, so I'm trying to figure out where the big impact is. Now, we've got a slideshow that I'm looking to show our listeners, so I'm hoping my producer can pull up the slideshow. In this slideshow, it shows how the grade 7 results went down by 5.18% in 2018. And in 2018 it was 52.808, and in 2019 it was 46.09, which means there was a drop in 5.18%. It also highlights how there were 45 schools with 100% pass rate. It highlights how there are 87 schools with a 0% pass rate, and how the bottom 10, we spoke about this with Mnumzana Udokotela Sifiso Ndlovu last time he was on this program. Bottom 10 schools are in Matabeleland. Now, this is for different reasons, of course, such as resource allocation and so forth and so forth. However, how is this a reflection of what's happening today in 2020 within our high schools and primary schools?
This question is basically triangular in shape, or is a tripod. There is a parent, there is a student, and there is a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
Each of those three must play their role to have an optimum output. The parent must encourage his or her children to go to school and provide what he or she has to for the student to learn. The student must be motivated intrinsically from within to go through the process of education.
Mm-hmm.
The teacher must also be equally motivated by working conditions, by rules and regulations that govern his or her employment, so that the teacher also delivers to the best of his or her ability what he or she has to do in the classroom.
Mm-hmm.
If any of these three lacks due to some other reason, the education of the child will suffer.
Mm-hmm.
Teachers have been complaining over the years about their poor working conditions, including their salaries and allowances. I'm not surprised, therefore, that the statistics will show a drop in the pass rate.
Mm-hmm.
Not that the teachers are not qualified, not that the students are not there. That the parents are lethargic about the education of their children. But the teacher has come to the center of operation in education.
Mm-hmm.
If the teacher is not well looked after, despite what the parent and the child may do, the education sector will suffer. All what is wanted is to analyze each of these three segments and see which one lacks. As of now, yes, parents are finding it difficult to get fees and other school-related requirements. People, yes, they may also suffer from the inability of their parents to provide them with everything.
Mm-hmm.
But it is the teacher who has to try to motivate himself or herself to uplift those that he has been charged with.
Mm-hmm.
If the teacher who has to deliver the stuff is not well catered for, the teacher will find other means to try to sustain himself or herself. And hence, the siyagula amaqindi. Or do any other thing. Or just lazing around, because psychologically they are affected by saying we are working for nothing. Remember, the teacher is supposed to do everything that's supposed to be done. But at the end of the day, the same teacher may be a parent who is not able to pay fees for his or her own children.
Mm-hmm.
So you can see this is well going to affect the outcome of the education results at the end of the day. Never mind what people say, we have to make sure that the tripod stands equally on each and every leg that it has.
Mm-hmm. And then I'll come back to you as well. The second guest on Genai Ushelo, Umnumzana UPGOS Namburo. But before I head over to PGOS, let me take my first caller on Genai Ushelo, and then I'll head over to PGOS and back to Babu Mkanda. Kola Kola Mtereri, on Genai Ushelo Mbad.
Hello.
Yes, Papa, how are you?
Indeed,
you have a story. Yes, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Ah, zvifambi ngati dzivana yakuvara.
Hanziko chanetsa chimuzvikoro.
maticha asikuwa na moro wakakwana saka wanga tijisha sii yu wa sasa puwi matakakwana
Zino mkoma David Tambori za imwe video apo mbereki anga chichema ona ya chichi hongu ziru kunzisisika kutuwa varairizi ya wasiku wana mihoro ya varikuda asi vanao mamiro zino azisi kufamba zoka naka wakto ya singa sinechirungu wakto distracta remangu anarevana nenye ya kutawa wasiku ena muskoro mbereku ya avaendra mbere ya chichi varairizi please zokira ya muskoro mono zizita wana kuneri bibi mwosha nisa umkana uke ndrambere mshukurukura neuro mende kuona uti mkana uripo yere ukushanda pa mwechete muna maundu waka fana nae
kwete awo maonera waka fiana nangu nukuti matisha ashanti kutosha uofe wano fanila awo kutuwaone kutuwara ya mtemulitao wano wanda kita kushukuru Ivano da Maritran boat no more. Imagine teacher at your 1,200. Yes, number one critical. Then as I qualify, I think the voting of Terry Han. You know, voting around Larry, you are a guy, whatever I will. I will check about it one
Zino ndiudzewo mkoma David ndiudzewo nemaondrenyu remangwana revana rakamira sei sezvo murikutaura zvese izvi misi zvechokwadi zvina zvina kumira mushe zvinhu zvikaendera mberi remangwana revana rinenge rakamira sei
Nikati ya kato ura wakari, I think wapango tanga 2000 baba, tanga nae ninja baba Education yanga chingo ya chingo ya chifa kushika isu isu, ilo si generation
Aiwa atakunza wakataka mkuma David, tinotenda zukuru sana kwa mtiri, duo kutanga rupina mchirongwa Thank you so much, andi baba
Pate hoda
Right, ali mzilo mnumzana u David nguye umlalo uqalo ongenele uhlelo. Yena u David he highlighted ukuthi ngombono wakhe ukusasa lelizwe khanya ngani it's a little dim. Asizwe ukuthi u Pitch West yena uthini ngalombono ka mnumzana David. Vanamburo ndinomgamchira imchirongo chedu chebe chidiki zviri kufambira mukomongo. Vanamburo muripo pari nharere. Hey, thank you so much for making time to join us again this week. Basically, we're taking the conversation forward. We're delving deeper into the education system in Zimbabwe. I know that you are the head of a students' union, so you are able to basically walk us through the experiences of students. Now, Nezuro Takao na Vechitiki, Veku High School, Kunjube Uko Kublawayo. They went out in their masses vachiratidzira mugwagwa vachi iva vasikufara nemamiriro akaita zvinhu muclass vari kuchema chema nenyaya yekuti varairidza vasikuya kuchikoro saka ivo vatopinda muvhiki rechipiri vasina kuwana dzidzo vari kuchema zvekare vachiti nyaya yeschool fees hanzi vabereki vakachema vakatsvaga mari vamwe nanhasa vasati vabhadhara school fees asi vana varipo zvino vasvika kuchikoro kwacho kwakatsvagwa kukatsvagwa mari asi 2 weeks later, I was at Wawana Dzidzo. Imi Somo, who's a student's representative, how do you take something like this in?
Okay. Chitanga mkumala. Tinotanga ngatesa muho nupangu chiti. Sisa mbotawa last time, but I know, wherever we talk of issues to do with the that involve the government, issues that involve the government with big citizens. We need to set the denominator in the country. Canada is also those who keep a way forward because they say that was very Mangwana and also the Romans. And commenting on the issue that took place yesterday, where school people from secondary school going to the street protesting. One, we might not know the factors behind, you know, the protest. But basically, commenting, you know, the economic situation in Zimbabwe, of course, it's not right. It's not right. And everyone is affected by it. Even the government itself, And the old citizens, they are also crying because the economic situation is not fine, it's not well. So, it is genuine that they are complaining because my teacher at school and the educational system is not favorable to them. No, the mandatory is good. Because wherever, if they see my citizens, I feel farmers are not, one father also some very slack. But now, the school administration says they were supposed to engage the school administration. Once that would be why teachers are not attending. And even the school administration, can along with teachers, teachers, and the share about that. They should have engaged with the government because one minister or one minister of primary and secondary, and who is in charge of that? And that minister should be brought to book. What you put up with the ministers in Rufana Fambasi, who are going to pass that they make a way forward in a whole positive manner, which does not affect the whole society itself. And more decent. So, as also, as a student leader, first you need before. Comment, you need to see the factors, the few factors that are behind it. Fine, my teachers go off here, we might say they are complaining, day in, day out, in the valid point, in the valid outcry. You are going to have no agreement, but no, for but I feel good, they should make means in a positive way to engage the government as teachers. Then we got a part of the financial. No, the government did good issues. I remember government which offered Mr. Dengo the girl to know. It's also a China party, but it's in that same appears in the Shakanaizo. If they see it's not worth taking, then they should make a way forward. They should make it, you know, there's an option. You know, that could be less effective because it is a right. You want to go to China because you want to study the education like other rights.
Now, but here is also. Namburo, let's discuss a couple of numbers here. Earlier on, I was talking to my other guest who's on the line, about the numbers. I'd like to hear your take on some of these numbers. Just the dropout rate here in the year of 2019. Tichitarisa kunana manika lenduko. It was one of the things that was highlighted was 9,559 students out of 689,255 students dropped out. This is due to delinquency, debt, exclusion, and others. They also highlighted how kunana, for example, places like Manikaland in 2017, they had the highest number of dropouts, even though it's leveling out. They also highlighted certain different things. But basically, what it seemed to narrow down is Vanavich Koro are now starting to suffer due to several things, such as the teachers' protests, due to several things, such as the current state of the economy. Is there a way to save and fix these students? Vanamburo.
Looking at the rationale behind my reasons, why another person will power, there are so many reasons, regardless of the economic situation. People just tend to drop out. They feel like dropping. But if you see with the eyes, the red light, what you're saying, especially let's say in all mining towns, they are not going to drop out because they are not going to be in the mining towns. They see the mining but looking at, of course, the economic situation, you need the eyes to contribute. You need to have the one to drop out. Fine, but if you see, we are saying, no, if that's the case, then the government really need to look on it, you know, to find the solution. We will push the government, and we should be brought to task. You know, we should monitor and engage the government. You know, they should come up with a mitigative or a solution to counter my problems. Because of the economic situation. For instance, yesterday we engaged the minister, the deputy minister of youth, and sports arts and recreation, the Honorable Machagaire, to say, Minister, look, we have quite a number of students in higher learning institutions who are dropping out because of these financial difficulties. So my teachers called it the politics, goes into a vraga, and with great concern, and he vowed to engage the business community to try and assist. So these are some of the, you know, mechanisms that we are looking forward with. If it's true in terms of figures that students are really dropping out. From school because of financial situations, there are always mitigative measures that we can engage as student unions to try to source for funds for those students as a measure, you know, to improve or to curb off, you know, the issues of what of students dropping out from school due to financial difficulties. But the government also must be, you know, must be engaged in a way uko jaumena, in a holistic uko jaumena, so that it feels responsible, you know, of the situation, and it takes control of every situation. Kuzwanga wachipe zahi, nambu zizona kinaro.
Alright, so again, look back to Pamromo, Ditore Mtereri, and then I'll head over back to Umnumzana Ubabo Tandego Zinjimkanda. Lunzo ndile mtereri, nyezo uti nginomla nilu ngena kushelo, kola mtereri, nyea kwa mge la kushelo, ndia nari popar nari. Mlaleli, hello? Nyezo uti umlaleli luse ambile, he dropped uti, ngo. Hai, asibone abantu bathini makhasini ethu ku VOA Ndebele, njalo ku VOA Studio 7, njalo ku VOA Shona ku Facebook. Ngibona ukuthi ukho selihle Ndlovu is watching with us, ukhona vele. Siyabonga ngokungena kuhlelo. U Rejoice uthi linjani sihlobo senkosi, hayi siyaphila Rejoice. U Albert Pereira ukhona la uthi hayi abatsha lamo kumele balule amalungelo abo. I kanya ngani uyavumelana ngalokho kwenzakalayo. Everything that happened ngobulawayo izolo, uSindiso Pepe laye ukhona, uSunny Boy langa laye ukhona, uNesisa Dube uthi unjani umsakazi lo weskaf sakhe nganika amathisa imali. Hayi, uNesisa Dube uthi hayi uMongameli Emerson Mnangagwa kumele anikeze abo thisha imali zabo. Hayi, siyezwa. Ngiyabonga wonke umuntu ongenayo kuhlelo. Qhubekani libhale imibono yenu, yendra imberi muchonyora maondo enyu, uyezwe muchisa manamba enyu kuitwa kuchukufonele. Let's go back to Ubabo Tandego Zintimkanda. Let's hear ukuthi yena uthini. Hayi, ngiyezwa ukuthi ngilomlaleli wathi ngicela ngithathe umlaleli, and then I'll go to Ubabo Mkandla. Khona mthereri, ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo. Ndinomgamshira imichirongwa, ngibani okhona ecingweni?
Ndi Mkoma Moven, makadindi ku South Africa.
Hayi, wathi libhokrisa iko ku South Africa, Mkoma Moven.
Very right, man.
Pindai mchirongwa mundu zo maondo renyu mkuru. Kufamba Mkoma Moven, chibodzo kira ipa mamuri. Right. Pamuri papo musatu mbo move. Mamchiti.
Ndanziti zvirikuti kakumusha zvitikati zvimwe vana havasi kudzidza chimira zvina kumira zvakanaka saka vakuru vedu ava mhanu vanofanira kuzviona kuti ngavanzire vamwe chipi ma vana chikurukuru vana havasi kudzidza kumusha
zvino Mukoma Moveni munoziva paimbove nenguva yekuti zvizvarwa zvekuZimbabwe especially vechidiki pavaiuya kusouth africa ikoko vachidzidza vainyatsokwatura muclass nekuti zvainzima Zimbabweans vanhu vakangwara nemaondo renyu zvese zviri kuitika mungati chinhu chichachinja maondo evanhu pamusoro pe yatingati education system yedu here angona ngani uMoveni usahambile. Hai, vamuveni network inenge yavanetsa. I heard his phone drop. So let's go back to Baba Tandego Zintimkandla. Let's hear what he has to say. Baba Mkandla, connect ngwani na. Baba Mkandla Tandego, connect ngwani baba.
We are good.
Right. So you heard my second guest, Mnumzana UPGS Namburo, ngena kuhlelo, he highlighted how it's very important for abantu before they go to the streets and so forth, they should find ways to engage uhulumende so that government can have the opportunity to address the issue beforehand. Do you feel as though with the way that things have gone, especially abazali kanye lababalisi, have tried enough to engage uhulumende?
Well, I don't know much about parents because I'm ignorant of any association that is made up of parents of students at schools that is taking it upon itself to discuss or to dialogue with the government.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm very much aware of what the teachers' union in their individual and collective capacities have been doing over the past year trying to engage the government right up to the Apex Council, which includes all civil servants.
Mm-hmm.
I think the teachers, the civil servants, have really exhausted themselves in trying to negotiate what they think is a reasonable salary.
Mm-hmm.
I think they've tried their best. Well, from what we gather and from what we know, they've tried their best to tell the government what they expect their employer to do.
Mm-hmm.
just like, I mean, they are simply saying, basically, they are not asking for an increment. They are just asking that the $450 or $500 that they used to get be the same salary only at the interbank rate.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, that is being very, 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 very reasonable, because what they are getting now is just about $30 to $40.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the teachers' union and the Apex Council, they have really tried their best to discuss, talk, negotiate, bargain, dialogue with the government.
Mm-hmm.
And hence the scenario that we are facing now. When I think students at secondary schools, primary and secondary schools, they may not have SRCs or organizations like ZINASU and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
But I believe that the civil servants, who are the responsibility of the government, have done and tried their best until they threw up their arms in despair and said, our employer is insensitive to our needs.
Mm-hmm.
I think they have tried their best. And hence this kind of talking of not going to work. Because to me, it's just a statement. It's not that they're on strike. I think they're just making a statement on their being incapacitated to go to their station and deliver the stuff that they're supposed to deliver.
Ayisiyabuzwa baba Mkandla, ngicela ubambe kancane ecingweni, ngithatha umlaleli sizwe ukuthi yena umlaleli uthini ngodabula khona kodwa ngizwa. Right, ngiyenza ukuthi ngilomlaleli Muriya Zimbabwe ndikuzona ndine mthereri ari kupinda mchirongwa asizone ukuthi umlaleli yena uthini ngodabula khona kodwa. Khona khona mthereri ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo lethu lapha sakhulayo, ndiyana ari popa rinari ngibane khona ecingweni.
Romeo Mkandla.
Eh Mkoma Romeo uzuri famba. Muri kufonera muri kupi?
Ndivona ndiri kubhinga.
Hanzi iko kubhinga zvinhu zvakamira sei?
Zvinhu zvava pressure mukona kune zvikoro hazvizi hazvipo.
Zvikoro zvakavhurwa vhiki rapfuura, vana vakaenda kuchikoro vakaona mukana wekudzidza here?
Hati?
Ndachiti vana vakaona mukana wekudzidza here kubhinga uko?
Kuno kana kudzidza hapana, ndosina ticha zvazemano
ungakhuluma baba Robio, bengazi ukuthi uyakhuluma isiNdebele, ungakhuluma baba.
Okay, lapho iproblem ekhona abantu abafundi, abantu ababuya bezofilisa ngapha ngamashona, amashona angikhona avela akhathana amasinge ngadina yoba yami iproblem yamatika yokuthi bakuyeli manje ukugada. So ngapha amaleta ticha zimali ukuthiana ukuthi ze bavale amakhasi zethu bengene umsebenzi. So
Awungitshele-ke baba Romeo, njengoba ushilo ukuthi ababalisi bona abahambi esikolo, abantwana bakhona kodwa abatholi imfundo, lokhu kusho ukuthini nxa sesixoxisana ngelokusasa lelizwe?
Lokhu kuthethe ukuthi vele abantwana abakhona kethu vele ukufunda isifundo yasizeude, and kusho ukuthi vele izwe lelizwe langikhona sekizaba ilizwe labantu abangafundanga, especially engabhakazi ekubhinga engikhona mina. Imfundo yakho yaletha ukuthi vele isikhathi sokuthi bazakuthola imfundo abantu angapha, but esekuyisikhathi sokuthi ami abantu abekhanya ukuthi bazakufunda kube ngcono, but engingasekukhanya sokwenzeka sesiyela ngale esike ngizawuqala vele abantu bengazitheli imfundo ngaphele khona. So sekhanyani ngindizela abantwana lokho.
Ikusasa lelizwe ke baba bona ngani izinto zime njani?
Lapha kunzima izinto zime ukhanyani lapha, hayi lizwe kuzizolo ukuthi vele lizaba lelizwe elinye labantu ababezisebenzela be abantu abazalele umelewelizwe lelo.
Hayi siyakuzwa baba Romeo, ngiyabonga kakhulu ngokungena kuhlelo, ungaphosela amazwi wakho okugcina.
Hello?
Bengithi bengicela uphosele amazwi akho okugcina.
Hayi mina bengicela ukuthi ngabe ifini ndiyazizisa sibini vela ama-teachers bebe nizifola leli ngene dothi mina nje ngabe dinga mina inkani dinga sibe nje ukuthi wami nje wami ukuthi ke dinga. Isikole zithi imfundo yankona ngapha abantu abangathi dinga bakhangela phansi abantu abangafundanga endlela futhi so ukhanya ngizile opresident ngikhulu akukhaphe dinga dothi. Ngokuthi abantu abantu basuka ngale emashoni nabafundisayo ngapha abantu bangaphakanyi isikhathi ukuthi le-talent ngapha
Hayi ngiyabuza Romeo, ngiyabonga ngokungena kuhlelo tata, thank you so much. Right, Muriel Zimbabwe, you just heard from Romeo who is in Binga. Romeo there is highlighting, things are not okay when we're talking about the schools. He highlighted how a lot of the teachers are people who come from different areas and are teaching in Binga there. Now, he said the local teachers themselves, there's not that many of them. And those that are coming from outside are now the ones who are saying, we don't have money. So now the students are just in class looking at each other and they're not learning much. Asibone abantu bathini ku WhatsApp yethu Studio 7. Ngibona ngempela ukuthi people are sending ama messages. Siyabonga kakhulu, qhubekani. Ubheki Themba uthi ama teacher abulala abantwana, kubi abakwenzayo. Kuthiwa abangesabi uhulumende, benza ngathi bayafundisa beshona belele emaklasini. Hayi, kuthiwa bona labo they are not going to school. Uphinde wathi umnankagwa, hayi, kumele alungisise uhlupho lwababalisi. Lawo ngamazwi kaBheki Themba. Rollins uyabhala ngempela ukuthi ngikhona, siyabonga kakhulu Rollins ngokungena kuhlelo. Hayi, asizweni ukuthi uPG West yena uthini ngalokho okwenzakalayo. PG West uchili popar narera mgomongo. Right, Vanamburo. And it seems as though a lot of people feel very bleak about the nation's future. A lot of people are looking at everything that's going on in the schools, and people seem to fear for the nation's future, because just like what one of the parents was played on video was highlighting, when teachers are not in classes engaging and educating the future leaders, that means future leaders are not going to have a firm understanding on how things are supposed to be handled. As a student leader, as someone who's gone through the same system itself, what do you have to say about that, and what is your take on the future generations?
Yeah, of course, problems, you know, economic problems in the past normal. In Zimbabwe, we haven't seen a constant, the consistency of the economy fine. Economic challenges that they are not just in Zimbabwe but everywhere. But it depends on how the government and these citizens put themselves together to try to address these issues. Personally, I don't believe with a problem. I think it's just a nasty during that the determination is going to be raised. I believe that in those problems, we should find the probable solution. And I believe that we have the solution to the problems that are currently at play. The economic situation fine is changing to everyone. Like we have had even those in the helm of power, of the government system, they are saying, no, the economic situation is certain and is not equally sustainable to anyone. And to the future generation here, this is, of course, currently there's a turbulence. The ground is not even, the future. We can't say the future is not certain. We have a better future yet. But what just we need is, for those like a Kuroku Dara, like Nuango Kurei, Barukuan, Vanemono, Vanesimba, Manguana Raj, the government, they should put themselves together. They should find the common ground. Not for them to just continuously fighting for Sinusanoka.
Alright, regarding the basic from Romong is looking, Munyum Lalilong and I would hello, and then I'll go to Vavumkanda to get a reaction. Kola Kolam Tere in Yagamgelak Shello, Dinom Kamcham Chonga, and Vano connecting any Arpa Narendel. Lalili, hello?
Yeah, I'm listening to Masango.
Yebo Masangunjan.
Moving corner put to
one. Who's coming up about?
Mzebutua.
Ow, Tumelan, that.
Yeah.
Right. So ujabulo khona egudwini uluzwile mahlango. Abantu abasakhulayo abasezikolo bayakhala ukuthiwa ha 2 weeks ngakatholi imfundo elizweni ababalisi bona bathi ha ngeke bahambe emsebenzini kusiyafika isikhathi lapho uhulumende gives into their grievances. Ubona ngani lokho kwenzakalayo elizweni is something that's going to affect ikusasa lelizwe na?
Bafo lokhu kubuhlungu kakhulu ngoba ngananzelela ukuthi impilo yomuntu imfundo uma ungafundanga olanto ongayiyena. Ekhaya akunanto ehambayo, yonke into imile ngenxa yokuthi isiphofu sikhokhelana. Wena wasuka wabona isiphofu sikhokhela esinye isiphofu bakho. Akula siphofu esingakhokhela esinye isiphofu, but zithi siyakubona kusenzakala ngenxa yokuthi akula mfundo. Iliphi lizwe engela mfundo? Nxa ngela mfundo vele kuthi uthi yonke into iphansi. Akula nto ongayiyenza ungafundanga. Uyabe usufana nje lo mntwana osecreasy oyabe ethengisa ukuthi kuthiwa wothi ngenxa yokuthi kafundanga. Bapho kubuhlungu kakhulu lokho esikwenzayo, but silohulumente okhethwe ngabantu, but kakwazi ukusebenzela abantu abamthethileyo. Khangela namhlanje sileke ukusebenzela abancane ikusasa lethu, ikusasa lakhe, abazafundisa abantu bakhe. Uteacher kele siyabamba icindi kodwa upresident ukhona uyehluleka ukuthi eze isikhalazo esilula nje esincane kokuthi ethi hayi ngikhala ngesisu esithi sami ngilambile, akulalutho upresident nje kwanisa ukulalela ethi hayi ngiyakuzwa mntanami nansi wanisula ngezelela lawe uthenga ukuthi la ubamba umoya. Bafo kubuhlungu lokhu kakhulu.
Manje Masango udaba lolu ungaqhubeka
kusasa bafo interview utshela yona ombhalele phansi wamazami kusasa uzezathiwa kule third hand ulalele uthule udizwi uzezathiwa kulokunye okuthamanzi phakathi kokwenzakale esilawa ebantwaneni besikolo bedemonstrata besithi hayi ithoko lethu liyawonakala ngenxa yokuthi nxa sikujanuwari namhlanje umnyaka uyavuka uphelile umntana okuform 4 kumele kutelele ama-certificate akhe ekwazi uyaqhubekela phambili ngemfundo yakhe kumbe akaqhubekeli phambili but nxa ile 2 weeks engafundi uyabelani akula lutho uyabe efeyilile u-12 feyilile kodwa uyabe engafeyilanga ngoba kafundanga lutho.
Ubona ngani udaba lolu lulakho ukulungisiswa na?
Bafuna udaba olulula kakhulu lokhu kuyalungisiseka ngoba nawe nqawo nje somntana wakho ekhala ngendlalo uyabe ukwazi ukuthi into akhala ngayo ukhala ngento engena esishwini sakhe. Akula teacher ongakuma phambi komntwana wesikolo engadlanga elambile uyafundisana elambile but udaba lolu nxa kulungisiswa lungaqala ukulungisiswa kube amatisha bethole kokuthi nawo bencedise iy'nguli zabo uzathola ukuthi yonke into ilungile.
Sibona umunye umama, we played a video earlier on lapho umama ubekhala sithi ababalisi please go back to school yofundisa abantwana and then yebo leyakhala lesithi alila mali yokufika isikolo kodwa hambani liyofundisa abantwana liqhubekele phambili likhulumisana lohulumende. Uyavumelana ngalombono na?
Bafo uyabona into yokuqale ezetheyona ebuhlungu yokuthi nxa usuka usebhulawayo uyaburentile la ohlala khona ulandlord uvuke futhi imali ekuseni ukuthi umbhadale imali yobuthongo la olala khona. Ukudla kumele uvuke usidle ekuseni, awungeke kumaphambi komntwana esikolo ungagezanga ungaxubhanga, kumele uhole uge uthole imali yokuthenga isepa uthole imali yokuthudla ufundise umntwana esikolo laye ezihawukele uba njengawe. Yabona mina bafonte engifunda isikhathi esileyo uthisha ubehloniphisa kakhulu, uthisha ubebuya eklasini ebophithayi engumuntu ogqoke isicathulo esipholijiweyo esicazimulayo but namhlanje utitha udlulwa ngumuntu ongafundanga. Anifuna ukuthethisa but ngizothi utitha namhlanje udlulwa ngumuntu ongafundanga utshone egebha igolide egangeni udlula utitha.
Hayi siyakuzwa Mahlangu, ngiyabonga kakhulu ngokungena kuhlelo ntona kuyalebuha, thank you so much.
Thank you bafo.
Right, Zulu Kandaba, that was Cindy Somahlangu. He is a caller calling us straight from Botswana. Mahlangu is basically highlighting as cinema on racket. The issue can be fixed. There is hope the issue can be fixed. It's something very simple. Just make sure that teachers regain their integrity to ensure that the education system can proceed. Let's go back to Baba Uthandeko Zinti Mkanda. Let's hear ukuthi yena uthini. Baba Mkanda, are you still on the line? Now, Baba Mkanda, they used to have these different systems that were set up by uhulumende, such as the BEAM system, the BEAM program itself, that targeted helping abantu abasakhulayo who are facing issues such as debt, so forth, to ensure at least they get to finish their education. Are those systems still working, and what's going on? Why aren't those systems coming into full effect during times like this?
Well, I think it's like all government programs, they have
start all, they are premised on very noble objectives. But it is the implementation of that program which is questionable.
Mm-hmm.
The government will come up with a program and only to leave it halfway done.
Mm-hmm.
This is common. Drive to any place, town, growth point, what? We have structures that are half completed and what have you, because the government bites more than it can chew.
Mm-hmm.
The same old story that is the economy and what, blah, 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 blah. I think what lacks is proper planning in advance behind closed doors. We must analyze what they want to do, how they are going to do it, the time factors involved, who is going to do what. I think basically the planning section of the ministry or social welfare or whosoever, but let me say the government, as regards schemes like BIM,
mm-hmm.
they are very noble, but I think it's now years
mm-hmm.
where that thing literally stopped. Though on paper it's still there, students still go to school, they are registered under BIM, but schools are not getting anything in the form of what of fees that they should get. I think the same goes for the war veterans' children. Mm-hmm. The government will wake up towards the election and try to drop something along those lines and say, this is what we're doing. It has become a political ploy. It's not something that is functional as it was set out to be. I think our government is busy playing politics with almost every aspect of our life.
Mm-hmm.
And this is why the students also feel that the government is not being fair to them by allowing these school fees, like 90% of the population is unemployed,
mm-hmm.
when the teachers' welfare is really neglected, is not there, when the teachers' integrity and dignity has been thrown to the dustbin. I think there's nothing that is moving, because the government has failed to implement its own plan, which may be noble, as I said, but the implementation of those plans is very horrible.
All right.
No wonder why people will say this government is useless when it comes to implementing its own programs that are put out by them and implemented by them.
Mm-hmm. All right, thank you so much, Baba Mkanja. Let me give Upi just a minute to literally wrap up. Va Namburo, you have 30 seconds to a minute tops to wrap up.
Yeah, sure. Hello?
In Danchiti, you literally have a minute to 30 seconds to wrap up.
Okay, yeah. I've been hearing my shit over to our issue. Purely, yeah, the government, you know, is an employer to its employees.
Mm-hmm.
It is the master. But at the same time, the employees must also hear, you know, and understand the conditions in which the government, which is there, happens to be their boss, is faced with. So at the end of the day, the teachers must heed and must accept the lead to that the government is offering. Because government gets, I don't know, money. And at the end of the day, whatever they do, the government and the teachers do, at the same time, the teachers must take advantage of the economic situation that the government is facing to, you know, to push for their own agendas that they should purely know the government cannot meet. So at the end of the day, it's a matter of national defense. It's a matter of, you know, putting, you know, ahead the future of the youth, the future of our children, you know, at front with the center and half city to go on a city, Kamangwa Naravana teachers. And that should be the major ties between the government and the teachers, who happens also to be our parents.
Mm-hmm.
Well, at the end of the day, they can't push for their selfish interests or their interests. They say, knowing that the government does not have enough to cater for them. And at the same time, they dangle what we call the most difficult
all right.
approach on the...
Unfortunately, I might have to cut you off there, Mkoma. I'm going to go and do it. There's literally a couple of seconds left. So, Muri Zimbabwe, thank you so much for Nekupinda Mchirongwa. Baba Mkanja, thank you so much. Ngongena Kuhlelo. Muri Zimbabwe, you heard it there from both PGS Namburo and Thandeko Zinti Mkanja. Thandeko Zinti Mkanja highlighted implementation. Unamburo uthi ababalisi, go back to work. Nifaka abantwana first. Muri Zimbabwe, thank you so much. My time here is run out. Let's meet same time, same place. Musakangano with Big Mike 3, BIGMYKE3, for Twitter and Instagram. I don't want to get any photo and didn't wear your mic over. Bye bye!